Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. And we continue to deal with economic issues. We continue to deal with uncertainty involving our schools and our students, those of us who have kids in the schools, the public schools. And at the root of all of this, of course, is a medical concern. Medical concern. And so we've heard a lot about this Chinese coronavirus, Wuhan flu, COVID-19, whatever it is that you'd like to call it. It's impacted each and every one of us. Now, some of us are able, I suppose, to minimize our contact, right? I'm now working from my home, so I don't have to go into the radio factory anymore. Other folks are working remotely as well. Our doctors are giving us certain pieces of information. But I was wondering, being the father of three, I know that those babies are not necessarily all that concerned with your schedule or your circumstances. And so when they're ready, they're ready. And our good friend, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, when she's not helping to safeguard the Constitution up there on Capitol Square, of course, is an OBGYN. And I wanted to reach out to her to get a little insight on all of this and how it's progressing. Senator, Dr. Siobhan, whatever it is that we should be calling you, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm happy to be here.
So I let's start with your practice. I mean, look, babies don't really care what else is going on in the world. When they're ready to make their debut, they're there. And so how's that impacting you and the moms and the dads-to-be?
Well, so far we have all healthy babies and healthy moms, and everything's going well. Babies come when babies come, and that's the kind of thing we do every day. We have nurses and doctors on labor and delivery 24/7 to take care of them. And I'm happy to say everybody's been really healthy and okay so far. We have all the precautions in place to use the proper personal protective equipment that we need where it's indicated. And we're making sure our workforce stays healthy. But we are adapting what we do in the office. We're trying to keep people out of the office as much as possible. There's been an enormous flex to telemedicine, which is, I think, really good for medicine in general. It's kind of a stimulus for us to do things a little bit differently, and I think it's going to be very beneficial even going forward when we get away from COVID-19. But anybody we can have a televisit with, we're doing that so they don't have to leave their home.
Okay. All right. So, you know, when this idea of the telemedicine was floated, there were a lot of people I heard just, and it's strictly anecdotal, but a lot of people going, oh, that's not real. They can't, there's no way that they could really diagnose you or treat you or give you proper care if they're just talking to you on your cell phone or looking at you over a webcam. But you would have a different opinion, apparently.
Well, I mean, not everything can be done. You can't do a physical exam over the, you know, over a telemedicine visit. We prefer telemedicine visits to be face-to-face. But we, when you're doing a follow-up on a medication or you're dealing with postpartum anxiety or depression or you're answering questions, a lot of the stuff that you do for women who are pregnant and are there for one of their routine visits, not at the very end, we can follow with kick counts and do an exam with them. Many of them have blood pressure cuffs at home, and so we can do a lot over the phone. It's not a way to substitute good medicine, but for an emergency like this, it's really, really important that we adapt and we use some basic good teaching skills and assessment of our patients over video to make sure they stay safe and out of harm's way.
Okay. All right. So there's certainly some degree of confidence that grows from that. What about the other things that are falling, I guess, under this political purview? Certain businesses that are deemed by the governor to be essential and others non-essential. And they're just, as I go down the list, I'm a little confused about some of his priorities, to tell you the truth.
Yes, I think that one of the things the governor's doing is that he is attempting to give really good guidelines, but allowing for interpretation along the way. And so, you know, as I listen to federal conference calls and state conference calls and even local, really the way this is being structured is that the localities execute. They're the ones that are making sure all the services are provided and implemented. The state kind of organizes and the federal government supports. So I think there's a lot of different, there's criticism in any which way you do something here. But as I read through the list from the governor, he's trying to make sure that most things people would need to stay safe, even things like automotive repair, you know, or home repair, that those industries are kept accessible to the community. But he's asking people not to gather in large groups, which is where we see the transmission, nobody more than 10. And if you're out, you know, they're not enforcing that. The only place that they're actually kind of regulating that there's not more than 10 would have been before he closed the restaurants and bars. And so I think that there's not really any kind of penalty for breaking those rules, but he's trying to structure an idea so people know what to do and what not to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us. And, of course, in her real life, Siobhan Donovan, well-respected physician and OBGYN in Central Virginia, helping so many families. What are you hearing from families, from not necessarily patients, just people you know, about flattening the curve and making sure that that people are taking the appropriate precautions? Are we making progress in your opinion?
Yes, we're making progress in my opinion. And it's interesting to look at some of the epidemiological curves and what we need to do to make sure we don't have very few people. 99% of people who get coronavirus will get better and be fine. And a very small percentage will need to be hospitalized. But because this COVID-19 is 5 times more contagious than the flu, and because for the people who are at risk that get it can get sick all at once, we don't want to run into capacity issues like Italy did, where we have to not provide care for people. So it is working. The flattening the curve, I was on a federal call today, and we are on day 10 of 15 of really stay at home and do what we can. And so I think there's going to be a lot of data coming out. I'm really finding now, I've always said that one of the most important things I think I can do in this role as a senator is to connect the dots, connect people to information they have, connect localities to the state where it will help. And that's what we, my team and I, are really spending our time doing. We're asking people to email us. We're doing some some Facebook Live so that mm-hmm. we can answer questions. People that are in essential jobs need to know where they can get childcare. People want to understand what to do with packages at the door, what really makes things contagious. They've got a lot of questions. Yeah. And even though there's a lot of websites that are set up, the state has a website you can go to, the CDC and the federal government, every locality, Central Virginia. There's so much information out there. Sometimes it's hard to find the answer to the one question you have.
Right.
So we are spending our time, and I hope people know they can email us at DonovanDelivers@gmail.com, and we will find the answer for you. We will connect you to the information because I think there's less anxiety and there's more sense of community when you feel like you can be interactive and get answers to questions. And there's a lot going on in the faith community here where they are all interconnecting across lines that usually people work in their own little silo of their faith community, but they're banding together to make sure that anybody that needs help can get it. Mm-hmm. They're working with the localities. There's a lot of really great, what I consider to be very typical behavior of the great people of Virginia and Henrico and Hanover and Richmond to make sure that, you know, everybody gets what they need and nobody's really alone. So we can connect you to that kind of thing, too. If you're in need of some assistance, please let us know. Henrico, Richmond, and Hanover also have hotlines you can call and get help.
Do me a favor, if you don't mind, Siobhan, give everybody that email address again. And again, we're talking about getting some more information, letting people become aware, really, of resources that exist today that they just may not be aware of.
Right. And we want to support you. If you need to stay home, we want to make sure we give you the support you need for that to happen. The email address is Dunavant, D-U-N-N-A-V-A-N-T, delivers, D-E-L-I-V-E-R-S, @gmail.com. And we can get you to either locality or state information or maybe even a faith community that can help you get what you need.
Fantastic. State Senator Siobhan Donovan, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for everything you're doing now, what you've always done, really, but great, great value to our community. Really do appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you so much, and I enjoy that new dog.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
That is State Senator Siobhan Donovan. Wonderful, wonderful woman, and truly just a marvelous part of the community. By the way, we've got a name. It's Pixie. Pixie was at the CARE Shelter, Capital Area Relief Effort. A couple of weeks back, we went in and we were looking at a number of dogs, and you know, we wanted to take everybody home. We just couldn't do that. And the one guy we got, Charlie, wonderful dog, amazing disposition, and such a friendly little guy, and so delicate and gentle with Julia. And so anyway, we wound up with Charlie, and you know, we were wondering what happened to some of the other pups that were there. And they said, well, you know, Buttercup, which was her shelter name, because they didn't know her name when she was dropped off. Somebody surrendered her. It's a nice way of saying, hey, we're tired of the dog, you know? I hate that. But anyway, so her name had been Buttercup for a couple of weeks. And I said, well, look, if we're gonna rescue her, she's coming home, she can't be Buttercup. I don't want Buttercup. It just doesn't sound right. And so we were going back and forth and all sorts of different options. But she's got this little punk rock look to her, which I like because I like punk rock music. And she's got this little white mohawk and these giant ears. I'm telling you, she can bring in radio signals probably from 100 miles out. And last night we decided it's Pixie. So she's Pixie, and she's a sweetheart, and we're happy to add her to our canine division. But we've got two. I think we're done. That's going to be it for now. We can't actually go and adopt every single dog at CARE, a Capital Area Rescue Effort, but you can help out. You can go there and get a dog or two. You know, if you can pass the process, you're going to give them a good home. That'd be great. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.